talked a lot. Hamlet kept asking Horatio loads of questions like, "What do you think I should do about the king thing?" And, "Should I get the castle locks changed so Claudius can't move in?" And, "Should I become a hairdresser?" But Horatio never got a chance to answer any of the questions, because as soon as Hamlet asked a question, he always asked another one right away, which was very annoying. But then all of a sudden, a ghostly voice said, "You've been eating my lasagna. I can smell it on your breath." And Hamlet gasped, because he knew it was his ghost dad before he even turned around, because lasagna was his dad's most favourite thing. Once the ghost stopped going on about never being able to eat lasagna ever again, he said, "Hamlet, I am here to tell you I was murdered by my own brother." And then the ghost told Hamlet that Claudius had crept up on him when he was sleeping in the garden and poured poison in his ear, and that his ear was still a bit sore and itchy even though he was dead. And then he said, "I need you to do two very important things for me, and you must do them because I am your ghost dad." That's when he told Hamlet that he must avenge his death, which meant he wanted him to kill his uncle, and also that he was to bring him some lasagna so he could smell it and try to lick the ear. And then he disappeared. "What are you going to do?" said Horatio. But Hamlet said that he didn't know and that he needed a drink of juice first. Then, when he'd had his juice, Horatio said, "What are you going to do, Hamlet?" But Hamlet said that he wasn't sure and that he needed to finish his jigsaw first, even though he probably shouldn't have started a jigsaw when he was in the middle of trying to decide if he was going to avenge his ghost dad's death. So Horatio waited until Hamlet finished his jigsaw and then asked him again. But Hamlet spotted a pigeon and said he needed to draw a picture of it first before he decided what to do. So Horatio just stopped asking him, because he was obviously avoiding the question and had no idea what he was going to do, because he was a bit of a nightmare like that. Hamlet could never make his mind up about anything. And one time he actually went to school in just his pants and got sent home because he couldn't decide what to wear. Hamlet said he needed to be sure the ghost was telling the truth before he did the avenging, and that he was going to spy on his uncle to see if he was acting all guilty and suspicious like a brother murderer would. So Hamlet decided to pretend he was in a terrible mood and be mean to everyone, even his girlfriend Ophelia, so that they would be so shocked by his bad behaviour that they wouldn't notice the spying. Hamlet coughed on all the scrambled eggs at breakfast, left all the royal toilet seats up, and made up a song about Claudius's best friend Polonius looking like an evil guinea pig and sang it to him, even though Polonius was Ophelia's dad, so that was a bit of a bad idea. Everyone was talking about how rude Hamlet was now, and when anyone caught him spying on his uncle, he would just call him the worst name he could think of, and they'd forget all about the spying. And when poor Ophelia asked Hamlet if he still wanted to marry her, Hamlet said that he definitely didn't, and that she should probably just go away and become a nun. And that made Ophelia run away crying, because she loved Hamlet, and also because she'd already bought her wedding dress and it was non-refundable. That's when Hamlet realised that he didn't have to pretend to be in a terrible mood anymore, because he really was in a terrible mood. Because he kept thinking about murder and avenging all the time, and he couldn't make up his mind about Claudius. But one day, Hamlet got an idea while he was watching the royal actors rehearse. Watching the actors rehearse was one of his and Horatio's favourite things to do, because the actors were terrible and always forgot their lines, so it was a good laugh. And sometimes their wigs slipped down their faces while they were talking, and they just had to leave them there because it was a dress rehearsal, which means you can't stop even if your wig is covering your face and no one can hear what you're saying. So anyway, Hamlet's idea was to write a new play about a man who kills a king by pouring poison in his ear while he's sleeping, and to make the actors do that one to see if Claudius would freak out when he saw it. But the actors didn't want to do it, because there were loads of spelling mistakes in the script, because Hamlet had to write it really quickly. So Hamlet showed the actors a bag of gold.